the Happy Afloat podcast, tales of family adventures at sea.
Hello and welcome aboard. Back for more? Pull up a pew and make yourself at home. I am Jason, skipper of Happy Afloat. Meet my motley crew. Leon.
Hello.
Conrad.
Ahoy there, shipmate.
And my lovely wife, Sarah.
Hello. We are going on an adventure.
We have a plan.
A very loose plan.
To sail UK waters for a couple of months.
Join us and find out what adventures we have along the way.
Where we go.
And where we end up.
Leaking. Last time we left you, we were sailing to the Walton Backwaters.
And our boat was sinking.
Well, we had a leak.
But where was the water coming from?
Since Happy Afloat has been in our ownership, we have been obsessive about fixing the inherited leaks.
We want the water to stay on the outside of the hull.
We have spent weeks rebedding deck fittings.
Fixing stanchions, cleats and screws that were not properly sealed.
Every time it rained, leaks were hunted down and fixed.
We eventually had a dry boat.
So why now have we got water in the bilge?
However, investigating the leak would have to wait just a little longer.
We were on passage and had just arrived at the Pie and Buoy.
And needed to concentrate on staying in the narrow channel to Hanford Water.
Which is where we planned to anchor.
Right, what were you doing, jibing?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm just bringing it over.
We whizzed in under sail, happily waving to all the passing boats.
We always wave at passing boats.
They may be the ones coming to your rescue.
If you ever need a tow.
So we're doing this at half tide. I'm saying that just as a note to the depths.
Quite shallow.
Maybe I shouldn't have looked.
The head's in a bit. Is it hard enough? Okay. In the main, a little bit.
Hanford Water was quiet, just one other boat in the anchorage.
So we had our pick of spots to drop the anchor.
The other boat gave us a hearty wave and a cooey.
They obviously thought they recognised us.
Sophia Louise, you know them?
Yeah, I think we do.
Who are they then?
They are, what is their nickname? They are, I just realised, they're the people that bought, the
Crazy Chute.
Really? Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I just suddenly thought.
I thought they had a small boat.
No, it's 36.
Well, that's more than 36, isn't it?
I don't know. We have met somebody who's got a boat called Claire Louise.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
Can you need some sails, please? A head sail first. We still hadn't worked out who they were.
Fans of the podcast, obviously.
It had been a great sail to get there.
One of the best we've ever had.
But there had been no relaxing until a leak was found.
We wanted to check the bottom of the anchor locker for any holes.
This meant removing panels at the end of the bed in the forepeak.
To gain access to the panels, the bed would need stripping.
And the mattresses would need moving.
And even with the panels removed, access was not great.
I had just enough room to squeeze my hand in and feel around. It was dirty, but dry.
If the anchor locker was leaking, the water would need to pass under the forepeak bunk to reach the bilge.
It was totally dry.
The forward water tank is also under the forepeak bunk. Was that leaking?
We checked. No leak.
This was getting ridiculous. There was a leak somewhere on board, but it couldn't be found.
We dug out our vacuum pump that we use for changing the oil.
It has a long, flexible hose that could be pushed into the limber holes.
We sucked up even more water out of the bilge. We still had a leak. Somewhere.
We checked the rear water tank, still full and no leaks.
The chlorifier or hot water tank was checked too, still no evidence of leaks.
What was left? The fridge?
It's a possible theory that condensation or water from the cool box could make its way into the bilge.
But this much water? Unlikely.
However, we had checked everything else, so why not take a look?
Access to the bottom of the cool box wasn't going to be easy. It had been pretty well sealed in after a previous upgrade.
There is a pipe that runs under the cool box to the heads.
The hole in the bulkhead on the head side for the pipework was just large enough to take a photo of the area under the cool box.
So we stuck a phone into the hole and took a picture.
It was dry.
We felt around with our fingers.
It was dry.
Hold on. What's that puddle under the holding tank?
Fortunately, it was not the contents of the holding tank.
Our fresh water tanks are plumbed to a diverter valve located under the holding tank.
There was a very slow leak from the push-fit plumbing fittings.
This water was then draining into an area under the shower tray.
Which has no access at all.
Only when there are litres of water under the tray does it start to find a way out.
The plumbing fitting was pushed back in place and the leak was fixed.
Hooray!
We shoved the flexible hose through the small gap under the shower tray,
pumping out loads of grimy water.
Which tasted a little oily with a hint of salt.
We think that the plumbing must have been knocked when wrestling with hoses.
When we installed the new Seacocks.
And had been leaking for a few weeks.
It was time for a well-earned drink.
And snacks.
The weather was changing.
After weeks of the perfect weather to blow us north.
When we had been out of the water and in a boatyard.
Now rain, thunder and northerly winds were on the forecast for the foreseeable future.
Had we missed our weather window to go north? The next morning, the rain eventually stopped.
We took the opportunity to pump up the kayak
and visit the local seals.
Okay, let's see if we can find some seals.
Have fun, boys.
Right, we need to paddle across to the other side.
That's an ink cardinal.
It is indeed.
I managed to read the E on it. Any seals on it?
Not yet.
We're just drifting, aren't we?
That's all right. Drifting's good.
Are the seals further up?
Yep.
Come on, then.
The seals were very curious, launching themselves off their beach
to swim and bob around us.
There's one over there. About 2 o'clock, just splashed in.
I see it. I think they're interested in it.
They're definitely heading this way. On the nose.
Literally.
Oh. 4 o'clock.
There's one in the distance, 1 o'clock.
Oh, yep, I see.
The one behind us just died.
Pretty close, isn't it?
Don't move. Whoa. May come even closer. Oh.
That's pretty close.
Just the one though, how many did you and Leon see?
4 or 5.
At once?
Mm-hmm. All around us.
Let's try and find it.
Well, it's just down here.
For all 5?
Mm-hmm. They're on the beach just over there. Yeah. And they all splashed in the water when they saw us and headed towards us.
I see the beach as well.
It's 11 o'clock. Yeah, 9 o'clock now. That's 3 o'clock. That is very close. Whoa, that's 3 metres off the stern. It's literally just there. You see the ripple. On your nose.
Oh, I got that.
See, it's raining.
Yeah, are we going back?
We'll head back now, I think. What is it? Tea time yet?
No.
It's 4 o'clock. Must be snack time.
There is a local boat with regular seal spotting trips, so I guess that they must be used to humans.
It had been a grey, damp and overcast day.
The forecast was for more of the same the next day,
but with added stronger northerly winds to come.
We would be staying put yet another night and probably stuck below decks for most of the next day.
Yeah, it's quite a wet day today, isn't it?
Yes.
stay indoors, do?
Yes.
Should we want to go kayaking?
Don't want to go kayaking in this weather.
The outlook for the following week wasn't looking good if he wanted to head northwards.
We wondered if maybe we should head in the opposite direction and along the south coast.
The weather window was tiny to make it southwards beyond the Dover Straits before a northerly force 7 was due.
What to do? Stay put for a week or make progress to a destination? Any destination.
We needed to go somewhere, if only to charge the batteries with a bit of motoring.
We had a new freezer full of frozen food,
and we wanted to keep it that way.
So, screen time was on rations for kids and adults.
After an uncomfortable night due to the wind blowing at right angles to the current,
we wanted to leave Hemford Water.
But where would we go?
That is a story for another time.
Thank you for sticking us in your ears.
If you have any questions, let us know.
We love feedback.
Send an email or a posting on Facebook. All the relevant links are on the website happyafloat.com.
If you'd like to help us grow, spread the word. As my mum says, it's nice to share.
And if you know someone who would enjoy the podcast, direct them to our website, happyafloat.com.
From our website, they can listen to the podcast. Sharing is caring.
And don't forget to follow us in your favourite podcast app, happyafloat.com.
Next time aboard Happy Afloat.
Should we stay or should we go?
Until next time, happy sailing.